You're listening to SBS News.
That's a sound no one on earth may ever hear again. The call of the slender-billed curlew, recorded by Adam Gretton in the Merga Jerga National Park in Morocco in 1990, it's now believed to be almost extinct. It's easily distinguishable from this common or Eurasian curlew recorded in Portugal this summer. Among migratory water birds, the waders, which take advantage of shallow coastal or lake waters to feed, are under particular pressure. There are an estimated 60,000 Eurasian curlews left. One new threat to them is the planned second airport in Lisbon, in the estuary of the River Tagus, as José Alves, a biologist at Aveiro University, told me.
The Tagus estuary is the largest wetland in Portugal, and because of that, it also holds the largest number of birds. That's estimated to be about 200,000 water birds using the Tagus estuary every year, and during migration periods they join and flock up in the Tagus estuary to fuel up for their migratory journeys, and so those numbers can go up to 300,000.
The sound of the black-tailed godwit, another regular visitor to Portugal. The Lisbon airport has already received planning permission, but is being held up by court cases launched by opponents of the project, including José Alves. In their submissions to the court, they've been helped by technological advances which allow them to fit monitoring devices weighing less than 2 grams to birds. They can prove how frequently the birds crisscross the estuary and how the flight path of planes would destroy crucial feeding grounds. Another bird, the great black-headed gull, is already a victim of a very different but also man-made challenge: the war in Ukraine. A favourite spot for this bird, also known as Pallas's gull, was the Myotida National Park on the shore of the Sea of Azov. Reports reaching the Ukrainian government suggest they've disappeared since the Russian invasion, along with Dalmatian pelicans and Eurasian oyster catchers, as the Ukrainian delegate attending the Budapest meeting told me.
At least we have already elaboration of the plan, what to do after war is finished, including wildlife, some project already. There are a group of experts trying to what to do with protected areas, how to restore it.
Conservation measures already being adopted in many countries include restriction or outright bans on hunting for certain species, ways to prevent electrocution or collision of birds with power lines, and successful programs to bring back threatened species from the brink of extinction. But, as one delegate told me, it's often a case of one small bird-like step forward and two big steps back.